Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the number one motorcycle podcast in the Philippines.
Sa Pasig lang, Brad.
Mutang sa Pasig, eh. Metro walk lang tayo, man.
All right, so these guys have been guests on our show before. When we were just purely a podcast, we weren't doing the live stream. They are good friends of mine. They're good friends of Bucks and Jollies. They're hardcore riders, obviously Tunay na riders. They are the first Filipino artisans, metalsmiths, to be featured in Dover Street Market. And if you don't know what that is, don't worry, I don't know what that is, because that's where like they do like limited edition Balenciaga drops and yung mga fancy Comme des Garçons, yung mga basta elite.
Malalaman natin yan mamaya.
Actually, yeah, let's ask them.
Papa-explain natin.
Oh. Pasok, 13, baka lucky monkey.
Yada, yana.
Kira-raffle ba yung shirt ni Buck?
Hindi. Tunay na riders.
Meron tayong tunay na Dante and tunay na Nolly.
Sa sobrang hardcore, nakagaling lang yan ng Baguio.
Balikan.
Oh. Balikan, simula kanina umaga.
Bumili ng pilak, no?
Wait, para sa dance, Nolls. Tell us about your first Baguio ride to.
Push.
The first time nag-Baguio kayo.
11 hours.
One way.
11 hours. Bakit? Wala pa bang expressway noon?
Meron na. May SP.
Meron na. Pero tagal.
Dala ko ano, GB400, sinoli naka XS650 na hindi recharge.
Ah, kaya. So para kayong e-bike, so bawat gas station magcha-charge kayo.
Tunay tapos, na ride, okay. Pero hindi marunong magmekaniko.
Tapos
okay. Ngayon, nagbalikan kayo ng Baguio. How was the ride, man?
Parang ano lang eh, 4.5 na lang eh. Kasi nag-attempt kami umakyat ng Canon.
Kasi pinauwi kami.
Pinauwi kami eh. Makulit kami. Umakyat kami through Marcos. Pagdating doon sa tuktok,
Meron ulit.
So sabi ko, papagas na ako, sir. Tapos pumili na lang kami ng mga roadside cafe. Yung mga nagbibenta ng souvenir. Pero, we have to hand it to Baguio. Antindi nung ano, safety protocol sila. Even the small cafe, no face mask, no entry, may foot bath.
No, nakita ko yung picture mo, ang layo mo sa cafe. Eh. Parang nasa kalsada na kayo. Eh.
Oo, oh, sa labas.
Yeah.
So, so what bike did you guys bring up to Baguio now?
Ako nag Z900 RS.
Uy, level up. Fancy.
Nolly.
Si Nolly nag-hang.
Nag-hang. Nag-hang si Ali.
Ayan na, ayan
na,
ayan na. Ayan na, ayan na. Kumusta yung interceptor? You just picked that up, Nulls, no?
Yep, yep. Okay. Sobrang okay. So.
Uy, naka-interceptor ka na, Nolly?
Nag-charge.
Parang kahit lolo ka na.
Nag-charge.
Nag-charge.
Okay. Break-in ride niya kanina.
Uy, brand new bike? Yun! Wait. Brand new? As in, binili mo brand new, Nolls?
Yeah.
Si Nolly? Nakapangalan yep. Sa'yo, Nolls? May papel?
Oh,
may... Nag-charge? May brakes?
Hindi na tayo huli na HPG.
Meron. Marami.
Atenso.
May ABS.
May ABS ka, Nolls?
Oo.
Men, may battery.
Wala na ABS, pero may ABS pa rin.
Yung 11-hour ride namin sa Baguio, natanggal yung shifter niya. On the way to Baguio.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi ko alam kung paan.
Pinalitan ko ng XRM.
Bumili siya ng pang-XRM dun sa Pangasinan niya tayo.
Yamaha rin ba XRM?
Honda. Honda. Bumili kami sa...
So, baka hindi sa... Baka sa ibang bike yun kasi pumasok sa...
Bumili kami ng shifter sa Urdaneta, Pangasinan.
Tapos pinutol niya amin yung likod kasi pang-tricycle.
Ah, hill. Naka-hill.
Reverse sa likod. Sisipa namin yung likod.
Tapos, pagdating namin ng Baguio, hanap siya ng hanap ng sabon. Sabi ko, ba't mo kailangan ng sabon? Kasi yung tanki niya tumutulog. Maglalagay niya ng sabon.
Wala pa pandemic nun.
Puta, old school yun ah.
Kailangan
sabon. Grabe, Noli, sobrang old school nung sabon.
Sabon.
Mga lost art na yun eh.
Last ko naglagay ng sabon sa butas, 90s pa eh.
Oh, huwag mo lang mahulog yung sabon.
I remember the first time I brought you guys up to Marilake. Naka 1200 GS ako noon. And then, Dante, anong dala mo?
Yung GB400 pa rin.
Yung GB400. And then, Nolls, anong dala mo noon nag-Marilake tayo?
Baka 305.
Because I remember, kasama natin si Benj. Si Benji Cafe. First time yung mag-Marilake. So, umakit kami. And then,
Si Benji, last team niya, Cafe Racer?
Oo.
Legal yan, legal.
Uh-oh. Ah, okay. Kaya pala.
So,
pero we French yun, Cafe Racer. Have French.
French, mamazema zon juan.
Oui. Sorry, iba.
We went up, and since they're old bikes, and I'm on a GS, I was leading, and si Nolly, dikit ng dikit sa akin. Sabi ko, ang tulin ni Nolly on that old bike, right?
Hindi ka makapagmura.
Napigil eh.
And noon huminto tayo, tinanong ko kay Nolly, Nolly, ang tulin mo ah. Sagot niya sa akin, wala akong front brake eh.
Tunay na rider!
Tunay na rider. So, going back, we were supposed to have you guys on last week. November 13? Tama ba? November 12.
12.
Pero tumama yung bagyo, so we had to reschedule. And the reason we were chatting about it, and ang dami natin kaibigan na nadamay dahil sa bagyo. And it just didn't seem right to do a 2-9 Rider show. Including yun, si Carlos Samson, who's watching us now. So we figured it's better to help out and do what we can. And Nolly and Dante came up with the idea of donating one of their works. Nolls, Dance, can you kind of share what you plan to do?
Oh, well, you guys, the 2-9 Riders, will share the mechanics. Pero we're willing to auction this ring. Ang hirap sumentro dito.
Oo nga eh.
Yun. Sa butas.
That's the veiled lady.
Yun.
Parang butas tutorial to ah.
Oo. So... Available siya sa Dover Street Market. And
so
then,
it's only available in Dover Street Market in London saan and in Ginza.
Actually paano nga paki oh. Ano ba yung Dover Street kasi hindi kami cultured masyado dito eh.
Okay, wait, can I tell you? When I found out sila Noli and Dante were in Dover Street, I was really excited because I'm obviously a fan of their work. I mean, I've got a whole bunch of 13 Lucky Monkey stuff, right? This is the first ring they ever made. Then yung keychain ko, 13 Lucky Monkey.
Yung brief mo?
Brief ko! Galing kay Dante.
Versace!
So, I'm a big fan of their work. So I was like, we were in Ginza and we decided to drop by Dover Street Market. Man, parang ibang planet yung Dover Street Market. As in,
planet super, talaga.
Parang alien yung mga tao doon, dude. Parang iba yung forma nila. Parang nag-time machine, galing sila sa future. And then, I mean, talaga, I felt really out of place doon. Because it's just so fancy and so avant-garde, no? So, yun, umalis kami kaagad. But at least nakita namin yung mga pieces ni Dante at ni Noli. So, pero I don't, aside from that, I don't know much else about Dover Street.
So, okay, kami ano rin, well, nasa radar na naman namin siya. Mahilig kasi si Noli sa Balenciaga. Balenciaga.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Balenciaga. Yeah.
Gary Balenciaga.
So, tsaka Comme des Garçons. Comme des Garçons, Balenciaga. So, it's owned by Comme des Garçons. And then, parang kinulate nila lahat ng favorite brands nila na avant-garde nga into one parang department store. So, it's a curated collection of parang high fashion, streetwear.
Para siyang museum eh.
Tsaka may mga ano, may mga art shows din doon, book launches. So tapos kunwari kami, parang encourage kami gumawa ng installation namin sa parang ine-elevate nila yung art ng retail sa nile-level up nila. So when nung una kami pumunta doon ko na feel na sobrang underdressed ako. So After a few hours, I got ready. Bili tayo yung damit. Kasi t-shirt lang yung baon ko tsaka leather jacket eh. Parang bitin yung damit ko. So, yun.
So, how do you guys get on the Comme des Garçons?
Comme des Garçons.
Comme des Garçons radar. Well, paano kayo nakapasok doon?
Dati kasi, we had a blog. So, kinochronicle namin lahat ng gawa namin. Dahil sa wife ko, nag-Instagram ako. Sabi niya, try mo tong Instagram. So, lumaki yung reach. So, they found us through there. Through another another jeweler na nagtanong sa akin, parang, are you interested in retail? Sabi ko, oh, sige. And then, yun ah. Nag-start sila to communicate with us. And then, nag-present kami ng collection namin. And then, pumasa naman. Buti nandun pa kami. So, yun.
So all of this was because of Instagram. Pero before then, you had a lot of like, I mean, I remember you telling me when like Jeremy Renner was here.
Mm.
He looked for you guys specifically to have a ring made.
Kasi yung isang client namin, na friend niya, maraming rings yun eh. He has mga 30. So, nag-hangout sila. Tapos parang niya pinapansin yung rings ng friend namin. So, nagpagawa siya. And then yung co-star niya. Yung kalaban dun sa movie, nagpagawa, ay, binigyan naman ng friend namin.
Sa Bourne.
Jeremy Renner.
Mm-mm.
13 Lucky Monkey.
Namatay sa motor.
Yung namatay sa motor.
Ay, yung Vietnamese din, di ba? Ay, namatay sa motor.
Kalaban.
So, how do you guys start 13 Lucky Monkey? I mean, I know how you started, but, you know. Nols, paano kayo nag-start?
Ako. Kala ko pa-cute lang ako dito.
Ikaw na.
Well, ever since bata ako, nagsisculpt na ako. Tapos, napunta ako sa toys. Diba? Tapos, Para yung dream ko eh, makagawa ng prototype ng na official or kahit anong toy company. So, nung natapos na yung ano...
And you did?
Na yung... Yes.
Gumawa ka ng official...
Yes. Marvel, mga zombies, Captain America, mga ganun. So, after nun, parang tapos na yung goal ko sa buhay, sa toys. So, nag-isip kami ng bago. Sabi ko, parang gusto ko naman bakal. After plastic, di ba? Parang tumatanda ka na. 31 na ako eh. So, kailangan na.
Ano?
31 na ako. Ikaw, 31 ko na.
Naisingit mo pa yun eh.
Oo, siyempre.
Ako rin pala, 31 na ako.
Yun, mismo.
O, pare-pareho tayo.
Oh, 31
so, anyway, parang after nun, parang gusto ko naman ng mas organic, mas ano. So sabi ko sa kanya, gawa tayo ano, parang gusto ko mag silver jewelry, gano'n. Tapos siya naman, parang parati bumibili ng things.
Mahilig si Dante mag-shopping.
Oo. Oh, oh. Tapos parating, papakita niya sa akin, tapos parang hindi, medyo may mali eh, or... Pag meron siyang nakita na, eto, sobrang ganda, kaso mahal, hindi ko mabili. So, sabi ko, alam mo, ipunin mo na tayo. Yung pera mo, pakas tayo, i-sculpt natin, tapos hanap tayong caster. So,
yung unang cast natin, ano eh, parang 90 grams yata, 100 grams. Mali, mali pa yung mga proportions. So.
And that was when?
2007 namin in-start.
07, mm. So that's 13 years.
13 years ago?
Uy, 13...
Dapat may ano, may anniversary.
Hindi kaya kami
nag-13.
Kaya kami nag-art show 3 weeks ago. 13 by 13. So yung concept niya, giant na skull rings naman na pinintahan ng mga friends natin na painters and sculptors. Mm.
Ayo,
so, artist.
Mm.
I remember, ano, like, so Dante and I were roommates in college, and Nolly was basically our roommate also. and we were dreaming about riding motorcycles. Like, lahat tayo walang motor noon.
Mm.
And it's a good thing we had Ryan Agoncillo on the show last week, who's a good friend of Dante's. And he brought back those memories of us dreaming of bikes. So how did ano ano yung bike journey niyo?
Well, si Nolly na una eh. Kasi nung roommates tayo, meron na siyang ano, 'di ba? Ano ba yun si ano Pitch? Parang 400cc na Yamaha. Eh.
Yeah, pero before na meron na ako mga ano, RGV na 250.
Ay, mga two stroke. Diba?
Tapos kung ano lang yung kasi nung wala pa namang ano nun eh, parang wala pa, hindi pa tayo, wala pa tayong choice nun eh. Parang kung ano lang yung kasya sa pera mo, yun lang yung mabibili mo eh, di ba? So, yung tito ko, parang, yung tito ko magkailangan ng pera, eksakto may pera ako, meron siyang RGB, so. So, eh, ayaw ko payagan. Tapos, ay kailangan ng pera ng tito ko. So, sabi niya, sige, kunin mo na yan.
Ako ano,
doon ako nag-start.
Right after nung first job ko, yung anak ko dumaan.
Yan ang rock star.
I think after 6 months, nakaipon ako ng 25,000. Bumili ako ng CB77 na parang kulang pa ako ng 5,000. Tapos remember Carlo Jose?
Diba? Yeah. He's in London now, diba?
Parang ano, sabi niya, I have extra 5,000, let's go get that bike. Tapos pagdating namin sa Balintawak, okay yung bike, nagsa-start, tapos kahoy yung upuan. Wala akong helmet. Tapos sabi nung ano nung seller, wala akong helmet. Naglabas siya ng HJC na helmet na luma. So, yun, epic din yun eh. Kasi Balintawak to Malate, mga 6 hours. Kasi tigil ng tigil yung motor. Yung 305 na yun, na kay Nolly na. Kasi nung wala siyang bike, sabi ko parang okay,
gamit. Nasa dad.
Oh, nasa dad na niya.
Nasa ngayon nasa
That was I remember that bike. That was a beautiful kasi, bike.
Yeah.
Kasi mabait yung tatay ko nung isang Father's Day, so binigay ko na sa kanya.
Sana nga bigyan mo rin ako ng bike.
Hindi siya nang chichicks yung time na yun eh. Ay hindi, ito hindi ka naman chichicks pa. Ay yung tatay, tatay ko minsan lang hindi man-chicks yun eh.
Uy, AirPods mo, friend ko sa Facebook ha, baka nanonood siya.
Okay lang yan. Open naman. Tapos, naalala ko yung ano, nung bibili ka ng bike, tapos nag-uusap tayo kasi nagkaka-coffee ako doon sa office, di ba?
Oo.
Sabi niya, pinapahiram ako eh. Sabi niya ganun ng ano, nung ka-office mate ko para pambiling bike. Sabi niya, ayoko naman iutang eh. So sabi niya, mag-iipon na lang ako. So sabi ko, alam mo, pag nakaipon ka 5,000, bibili ka lang sapatos. So, hiramin mo na yung pinapahiram sa'yo, bumili ka na ng bike, tapos bayaran mo na lang siya unti-unti. yun yung unang ano ng bike na.
So yung first bike, Modante, buhay pa nasa dad ni Nolly.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful bike.
Oh.
Ganun pa rin. You guys had two of those.
Yung isa ano eh,
bubuin. Marami kami noon actually.
Bubuin ni Jolly. Tsaka ni Benji. Actually ginagawa ni Benji yung frame tsaka yung tank. And then si Jolly yung tatapos ng electricals tsaka engine. Tapos isu-supercharge daw na eh.
Ano yung mga challenges doon, Jolly?
Gagawin kong electric bike yun eh. Gagawin kong electric bike.
Well, actually, going back to the 305, yung particular 305 na yun, kaya binubuhay ko siya, parang 10 years ago, nung kasi when we started yung jewelry business, wala naman talaga kaming pera nitong ni Nolly to start. Parang nagsishare-share lang kami sa mga racket para may pangcast kami ng silver. Pero eto na, may tindahan na nakukuha sa amin. Pero kailangan may collection ka. Meaning, you have at least mga 20, 30 pieces na dadali mo yan sa magazine, susut nila para ma-feature ka, and then dadali mo sa store para may stock sila. Eh, wala kaming pera. So, binenta ko yung isang 305 ko. So, yun yung first collection namin.
Binundalaman mo ito na motorcycle.
Thank you for that ano first collection, CB305. Kaya nung I had a chance to buy it back, binay back ko talaga. Kasi yun siya eh. Eh, parang sakto, parang 13 years, tapos parang lumanding sa lap ko yung motor. Kaya gagalingan ni Jolly tsaka ni Benji.
Ah, so that was the bike you sold?
Mm. Yep. Yes. Yeah.
Ah, okay. So, Jolly, anong plano mo with the bike? What are the challenges you're facing in building that bike?
Yung problema ko talaga iba yung ano eh. Yung kukulayin ko kasi gagawin kong kulay pink yung frame.
Ba't di ko naririnig si Jolly?
Hirap. De, pero okay yun. Maganda yung ano ni Dante. Grabe si Dante, iba eh. Talagang hating gabi tumawag si Dante. It's parang, Jolly, gumagawa ka ba super hook? Kulo kong bungad, hindi eh. Hindi. De, kasi okay naman yung super hook. Pero ano, yun nga, yun yung kagandahan din iba sa mga ganyang bikes eh, yung may sentimental value. Eh. Lalo na si Dante parang nagkwento pa talaga ng history ng bike. Na basically parang ito yung motorcycle daw ng ano na kumikstart ng 13 Lucky Monkey.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, so I really ano, kasi yung original when I sold it, syempre reluctantly ginawa ng friend namin yan na ano, Japanese, yung mechanic ko na friend na Japanese. So, nung binild niya, parang hinabaan niya yung swing arm ng 1 inch. Basta, basically, chinap-chap niya, stinrente niya yung front end. Tapos, ang guarantee niya, I guarantee 150 kilometers per hour. Tapos, pero, tiningnan niya ako.
150 kilometers per hour?
You? Only one, maybe 120.
So, I know the feeling.
Yes.
Dati kahit tumatakbo ng 150 kilometers per hour yung Super Hawk na yun, hindi ko tapapatakbo yun ng ganun kabilis yun.
So, I was able to use that bike for a long time. Pamasok ko siya eh. So,
that's not exactly a comfortable bike to use as a daily driver. It's light, it's small, pero sub-sub siya, di ba?
Wala naman kasi aircon siya. Naka-inhale ka lang.
Walang choice.
Bakay kinoli.
Eh, wala ko. Pag wala ka naman choice, magiging komportable naman siya.
Gugustuhin mo yun eh.
Ugol mo na lang yung katawan mo sa kanya.
Oo, malaki yung chan mo pero may butas para pasok sa tanke.
Yan ang cost ng gagawin ni Benji.
Di ba? So yung suggestion ni Benji, parang lalagyan niya ng fairing kahit 25 horsepower lang siya. But I mean, finix niya yung aesthetics tsaka yung lines ng bike. So, next si Jolly.
Grabe, Ibe. Parang kinuha ni Dante yung mga ano yun. No? Parang kinikilig nga ako eh. Parang 13 Lucky Monkey na bike. Kinuha pa ng BCR. Papahawak mo sa akin. Ay!
Grabe. What an honor, man. Yeah, actually,
pero grabe iba. Yung sinasend ni Dante ng mga pictures ng bike, ang lupit. As in, yung Japanese guy na mechanic niya dati, talagang hardcore. Pang Volkswagen so detail yung piyesa.
You have tiny shoes to fill.
Literally.
Literally. Oh, wait. Before we go on, Dance, Nolz, you guys not only are donating that beautiful piece, The Veiled Lady, for the fundraiser, but you're also giving our viewers some 13 Lucky Monkey limited edition swag.
Ano yan? Makukuha mo lang yan pag bumili ka ng sing-sing.
Oh, ako meron. Si Jolly meron din.
Hindi na ako.
Oh. Yan yung number one. May ano pa tayo dito? Dalawa pa.
We've got three. So, Buck, pakita
wala,
mo
yung... Wala akong ganyan. Iba yun sa akin. Fendi. Ano
Fendi. Oh. Akala ko, no? Akala ko Balenciaga.
May price tag
pa. Hindi ako nagba-Balenciaga.
Gary Balenciaga.
Re-resell eh.
All right, so for you to avail of the, I mean, to join the giveaway, all you have to do is what, Buck?
Teka, di ko pa alam yung ano.
The usual.
Yung mechanics.
Usual. Yung usual lang.
Ah, yung para sa ano. Yung pa, akala ko yung, akala yung sa sing-sing na.
Hindi pa.
Sa bandana, bandana pala.
Kita ang ganda ng bandana na yun.
Namin, stream namin. Share our stream. Share our...
Iba tuloy mo naputol si Buck.
Alright, all you have to do is share our stream, like our page, make sure it's public, and we'll be doing the raffle at the end of the show, as well as sharing the mechanics on how you, through your donations... to Opland Damayan via Paymaya can avail or can win this awesome piece from 13 Lucky Monkey.
Yun.
Ito kasi ganda. Yung packaging.
Saan ka dyan, Dante? Kubingit na.
Yung may double chin.
Saan? Patingin pa kanin? Pati ba yung bungo may double chin?
Oo, pwede yun pag mataba ka talaga.
Wait, actually, sino mga yan?
Ang tawag doon, Big Bond.
Kasi ano, parang everyone, si Noli yung naka-dreads, ako yung nasa gitna, si David, si Donna, tsaka si Ryan.
Oh, dreads.
Oo.
Hindi ko pa nakakita si Noli naka-dreads, ah.
Yun yung ano niya eh. Actually, yun yung ano niya, middle name niya, Noli Marley Coronado.
Kaya 31 pala.
We've got Coach Mel in the house.
Hi, Coach Mel.
Thanks for sharing, Coach Mel.
Hi, Coach.
Grabe, oh. Alam mo, sak-tama sabi ni Maki Bak, oh. Sak-tamang-tama yung bandana na ano? Ipapamigay natin. Para sa astig na biker starter pack. Oo, para ripped jeans na lang kulang mo. Tsaka bigote.
Oo.
Ayun, no. Oy, shout out pala kay CNT Target. Hyper na hyper ako ngayon dahil sa kape mo.
Max.
Anong kape?
Kape. Hindi ako alam, nakikinig nung sinasabi niya kung anong kape. Basta Liberica. Yun ang naalala ko.
Alright, so, okay, going back. So, how did bikes like kind of influence 13 Lucky Monkey?
Parang, parang natural siya na, di ba before yung, ano, yung tawag nila doon, Mexican souvenir rings eh. Yung malalaking sing-sing na, parang siyang, ano, legal knuckle duster. Parang ganun, di ba?
May ganun. Wait.
Legal knuckle duster.
Pakita na yung mga sing-sing nyo. Ito yung 13 Ayun, Lucky Monkey ko.
Meron tayong, meron tayong mga ganyan.
Oh. Oh,
gaganda niya na.
Oh. Noles, may sing-sing ka ba?
Noli.
Ayun, ang ganda.
Oh. Ang dami.
Dante, hindi Dante.
Ikaw,
oh.
Oh, Buck.
Dante, hindi ko nyan.
Si Buck, may, si Buck, may ano din.
Ito.
Buck,
meron
din. Ayun.
Ayan.
Ba't hindi yan? Parang Fight Club.
Seven Fire. Lucky...
Gawa ba namin yan?
Lucky Kittens. Seven Lucky Kittens.
Yan ang artisan ring.
Uy, alam mo, naalala ko tuloy kasi pinakita ni Dante lahat ng daliri niya, diba, may sing-sing. Nung mag-shoot dati, mag-shoot dapat yung Ride PH doon sa 13 Lucky Monkey. Sabi ko kay Sirian Aguho, yung director, yung producer namin. Parang, eh, Sirian.
Teka, parang bastos yata yan, ah.
Pag nagkita kayo ni Dante, pag nagkita kayo ni Dante, bulungan mo siya ng ano, mag-gay joke ka kay Dante.
Biruin mo.
Bulungan mo lang. Tapos sabi ni Sirian, game daw. Kutsa pagtapos ng shooting, ano, nag-joke kay Dante, tangan naman, nakakatakot eh. Limay sing-sing, baka sapakin ako.
Mukha pang yakuza.
Napapagkaman lang pang yakuza.
No, wait, so going back, how did, my brother posted, Mikhail Bernardo, hey Pep, Iba, I want a ring. You can join later by donating to Oplandamayan. Through Paymaya, and then we will share the mechanics at the end of the show. So, kahit ako, sasama ako doon. Pero gagamitin ko yung account ni Grace. Hindi nakakahiya.
Oo, pag nanalo, sabihin, luto, luto.
Oo, at least pwede ko sabihin, eh, Michi's Queen. Diba? Kasi gusto ko rin yung veiled lady. No, seriously. Alright, so okay, back to that question. Third time's a charm. Dance, Nolls. How did motorcycles kind of impact the culture and identity of 13 Lucky Monkey?
Well, ano kasi, yun na talaga yung buhay namin eh. Ever since naman, parang nag-try ako bumili ng kotse. Kami ni, parang college pa lang yata kayo, nun, try ako bumili ng second-hand na kotse. Tapos,
ako rin nag-drive eh.
Siya rin nag-drive. Iikot-ikot kami. Ikot-ikot kami. Akin yung kotse, pero pasahero pa rin ako. Tapos ikot-ikot kami. Tapos pinag-usapan namin motor. Tsaka bathtub, art directing. So parang, ayun. I think yun talaga eh. Kasi yung dad ko, yung mga unang naka-dirt bike dito sa Makati, ganun. So, pero ayaw nila ako payag na mag-motor. Kaya ayaw nila ako payag na mag-motor. So, parang dream talaga namin magbike eh. So, tapos nung nung nakakuha na kami ng bike, parang wala, 'yun talaga eh. Parang ilang coaching second hand yung trinay kong i-drive.
Pa-drive kay Dante.
Ako rin yung drive. Trinay ko rin konti, pero mas si Dante yung nag-enjoy dahil kami siya, ako yung nagtutulak, siya yung nagmamaneho.
So, kasi nang ano yung macho machine, the best yun.
Macho machine, kami ni Verno nagtutulak, siya yung nag-steering wheel.
Pero alam, sa kotse, feeling ko, I am the worst version of myself. Like, I'm irritable, I'm sobrang, sobrang, like, I feel like I'm a bad person when I'm in a car. You know what I mean? Parang galit ako sa lahat, kaaway ko lahat. Pero pag nakamotor ako, parang masaya. I feel like a better person. Kahit mainit, kahit ba traffic, tunay hindi na ako na bad trip. Diba?
Ayun, tunay na rider kasi si Ibe.
Ibig sabihin tunay na rider ka.
I think
wala. Go ahead, Dan.
I think ano eh, yung behavior niyan, I'm sure guilty naman tayo lahat dyan. The fact na nasa bubble ka, enclosed ka, feeling mo safe space yun eh. Na, diba? So, pag nakabike ka, vulnerable ka eh, diba? So,
yeah.
Parang 110% yung concentration. Kanina, galing kaming Baguio. Baguio. Meron akong bright idea. Sabi ko, let's try the Harbor Link. Parang okay daw, yung Harbor Link. So,
yun, maganda.
Sabi ko, mababypass natin yung EDSA, pare. Okay to. So, pagpasok namin, para sa elevated skyway, so kita mo yung Caloocan.
Ganda.
Ang interesting, so bagal lang namin, mga 60-70. Diyos ko, pagdating mo sa baba, puro truck pala yun. Na,
sa dagat-dagatan.
Oo.
Yes. Oh. Dagat-dagatang apoy.
So yung V900, yung Royal Enfield, naging Mio. Singit kami na singit kanina. Nakakatakot pala yun.
Oo, mga 18 milo.
Lakasan na lang ng loob. Sige, busina, ilaw. Tapos, sige. Nakakatakot.
So, nandiyan si, ano, si Bing Tan.
Oh, Bing Tan!
Bing, hey, Bing Tan! What's up,
Tagalog Bing Tan? To Bing,
can we bring up Bing, Bing Tan? Tagalog to Bing. Sola. Bing Tan, Bing Tan. Dante Dizon, wala pa ako niyan. Ano yun? Anong yan?
Ah, wala pa siya yung
6. Yun na yun, nasa taas, nasa taas. Before ano Michelle Zamora.
Anong wala ka pa? Yung
ano yun, Bing?
Bandan. Ano yung wala si Bing?
Kagwapo
wala, wala pa ako niyan. Ano niyan?
Baka bandana.
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 Baka yung bandana.
Bandana. Oh, Buck, bigay mo na yung bandana mo kay Bing. Yung,
Bing
oh, game.
Yung, Fendi na bandana.
Ayan.
Tapos, para ibigay na ni Dante sa'yo yung kanya.
Bibilis yun ang bagay kay Bing.
Samahan ko pa ng Versace.
Na-brief.
Nagamit.
Nagamit. Bagay na bagay kay Bing yun.
Versace, brief on the floor.
Okay, fourth time's a charm. Going back to the question, motorcycles and its impact.
Hindi ba nasasagot? Ang dami na namin sinagot.
Mahaba-habang episode to.
Para ano, feeling ko yung motor, pwede mo rin siyang bihisan eh. Parang nilalagyan mo rin siya na pag nagko-custom ka or whatever. Parang nilalagyan mo siya ng alahas eh. Diba? So,
hindi, tsaka kasi ano eh, I think yun yung buhay talaga na namin eh. Parang, well, tunay na rider siguro talaga kami. Parang dun umiiko talaga yung ano namin, passion namin. I mean, birthday ko, bibili akong dalawang back issues ng The Horse. Tapos magkakapi lang ako mag-isa. Kung makikita nyo ako, di okay. Kung hindi, ako lang mag-isa. So,
mag-isa, parang, ha? Tatlong beses mo inulit yun na nagkakape ka mag-isa.
Mag-isa. Mag-isa lang ako. Wala akong kasama ng chicks. Mag-isa lang ako.
Well, defensive!
So, yeah. Hindi, ha? Sabi ko nga, mag-isa lang ako, eh. So, di ba, parang birthday ko, yung treat ko sa birthday ko is bumili ng back issues ng The Horse at magkape. Mag-isa.
Ako rin, so, ganun din ako pag birthday ko.
Mag-isa rin siya.
Mag-isa din ako.
Mag-isa ka rin.
Pero hindi back issue yung binibili ko. Bumibili ako ng motor.
Parang
maganda tong motor na to. Tsaka nagkakapi din ako. So, joke lang.
Saan? Saan kaya nagkakapi?
Tabi-tabi
lang. Sushi.
Tabi-tabi lang.
Ano, buffet.
Hindi, basta pwede mo i-park yung motor mo, di ba? Tapos magkakape ka. Ang sarap kaya nun.
Actually, no, you're right. As long as you can park your bike and you can have coffee where you can see your bike,
so, winner yun. Masarap daw magkape, mag-isa sa matahimik.
Mm-mm. Diba?
Oh, etong si Sian may ano to eh. May coffee shop kasi to sa matahimik.
Literal matahimik. So,
yun yung tinatawag na ano, Mad Manila. Hanapin nyo na lang. Mahanap nyo yun.
Doon yung kapihan ng mga tunay na rider.
Sige.
Tara, game. Di ba doon kayo magbubukas ng shop?
Oh. magbubukas nga ba tayo back?
Bumalay!
Hindi ko alam.
So, yeah, the lifestyle is definitely part of it. Now, why do you pick skulls? I mean, that's kind of morbid, di ba? That's your iconic, ano, iconic look. Pero, why skulls?
Metal. Magkaiba kami ng, ano,
magkaiba kami ng paniniwala.
Oo. Sa akin kasi, pag suot mo siya, nakikita mo siya araw-araw, parang, diyan ka pupunta eh. So, parang sulitin mo yung now, di ba? O yung, what you have now, make the most out of it. So, it's a reminder to, you know, enjoy what you have at the moment. Yun lang po.
Sa akin, ano siya eh, kasi filo ako eh. Yun yung pinag-aralan ko. May pinag-aralan
ko. Alam ko filo. Ah, filo.
Filo. Filoso po.
Yun. Mismo. So, parang na-encounter ko sa isang ano, turo ng mga Buddhist na parang yung nothingness isa yun yung isa sa mga parang pinakamataas na mararating ng tao eh. So parang sa akin yun yung exaggerated version nung ay kung ano man yun, parang pag tinanggal mo lahat sa tao, yung purest form niya is bago siya maging abo ulit is yung skull. Pag wala na lahat, o pag wala ka, hindi ka na manyak, ganun, wala ka na makataranta doon sa katawan. Wala ka na kasi wala ka na.
Tapos mag-isa ka lang nagkakape.
Yun, kaya kasi kailangan pure eh, kaya mag-isa ka lang. So yun parang yun, para sa akin yun yung purest form ng human bago siya maging abo ulit. So,
yun.
Ganda. So the purest form of self. And I guess it can also connect to motorcycles because like the purest form of transportation, well, I would say is a bicycle. But if you're lazy, the purest form of transportation is a motorcycle. Wait a minute, you're right. Nakikita mo na calculating mali.
Actually, iba maganda rin nga yung sabi ni ano, yeah, ninong, to, ninong diba? BG, no? Yung skulls represent life and death. Ayun, no? Just a reality reminder.
But you guys point also... one of the first things you guys made was, you know, yung wedding ring ko, which you spent a lot of time kind of figuring out what your clients and your customers want, diba?
Yep.
I guess my fashion sense is more minimal, right? Not too fancy. And you saw that and you made this, which is one of the first rings that you made, I think.
Kasi, sabi mo sa akin kasi, gusto mo kasha sa gloves. Sabi mo, hindi ako nagsisingsing, gusto mo kasha sa gloves. Sabi mo, tapos, nung ina-explain mo sa akin, may hawak kang susi, tinatanggal mo yung pintura nung eyeglasses mo.
Kinukutkot niya.
Sinistrip mo yung eyeglass, yung frame ng eyeglasses mo. So, sabi ko, kailangan sa'yo gumagalaw yung singsing para, I mean, yung...
Hindi pa uso fidget spinner noon.
So, yung ring ko, fidget spinner. If you can see, it spins around. It's a piston. And there's lettering inside. So, it says yung anniversary namin ni Grace. which I will never forget. Yeah. This is brilliant, Nolly. Thank you. That saved me a lot. And it says, my precious. It's my precious.
Yung kami kasi ano eh, well, mahilig din kami sa tattoo. I mean, kasama yan eh. I mean, di ba? Music, motor, tattoo. So, very personal ang tattoo, di ba? Yung process. So, well, kami rin, when we create for people, it's very personal. Parang ito.
Solid zoom in.
Skull helmet siya. Pero to remember his son na mahilig sa Pokemon, may Snorlax.
May Snorlax sa gilid.
I mean, di ba? Parang, kasi kahit pa paano magtatagal yung jewelry eh. Parang ito naman, mahilig siya sa Superman. So yung son niya, parang nilagyan ng S na Superman. So, tapos tattoo din yung ring. Yan. Paano ba ito? Yan.
Mali. Yeah.
Hanapin mo yung camera.
Hanapin mo yung butas, no? Di doon mo ito.
Okay.
Yun.
Ayun.
So, very personal. I mean, even inside the ring, may details. May four-leaf clover kasi Irish siya and Pinoy.
I remember, ano, you made one for Kara's mom, si Tita Karina. And I, wife ni Prof. Randy. And I never knew that back in the day, yung martial law era, she was like a rock star. Like, and then Tita Karina passed away last year. And it's still one of the pieces that Prof. Randy cherishes. Because you spent time meeting with people like Prof. Randy and Tita Karina. And you talked to them and you found out that, you know, she loves music and you made this beautiful piece that was inspired by the instrument she played.
Sino
oh, Inanglaya. Inanglaya yung band niya. Thanks, Carlo. Diba? And that is incredibly powerful. You're right. It's like tattoos, right? It's a tattoo that you can wear that's personal to you and you spend a lot of time trying to understand. So it's more than just skulls. Like you made this for my wife. Which is
squid,
hail Hydra, because she's evil. I mean, and that you guys know her very well. She's not a nice person, and she has eight arms wrapped around my around me and to control me. And yeah, you hit it on the spot.
Hi, Bendo. All right.
Oh, no, Rappel.
All the raffle, si guys.
Tayo.
Let's do the spinning wheel of winners.
Ano to? Ano to? Yung ano to? Yung bandana.
Dante.
Bandana.
Green bandana.
Ayan, yan. Bandana.
Green bandana.
Green bandana. Spin. And
Abby
Kabanding!
Nanalo!
Congratulations!
Napuli green na bandana!
Sama ako na rin ng ano, stickers para masaya.
Uy!
Ayun!
Oh.
Alam mo, mas mahalaga yung mga sticker niyan kaysa dun sa sing-sing.
Actually, the only way you can get the bandana is you gotta spend like $500-$600 to get this bandana.
May iba'y friend kami na ginawa yan, yung packaging ng sombrero niya, tela. Dati naka-box kami. Eh, sabi namin ni Nolly, sayang, wala naman nangyari sa box. So, nagpaalam kami sa... Nagpaalam kami sa friend namin. Pwede ba namin gayahin yung idea? So, parang sobrang dami namin bandana ng nalabas. concept.
So,
useful pa rin siya personal
after. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, iba yung ano, astig biker starter pack yan.
Bagay sa ano eh, bagay sa new hairdo ko.
Yeah.
Yan.
So, ano rin, aside from the bandana, parang...
Isa pa ba?
Hindi, dinodrawingan namin. Ayan. Masaya lang.
So there's always an additional,
tapos may stop.
Ayun.
So there's really a lot of thought put into it.
Lagi.
Hindi.
Uy,
most
tinabi ko yung tinabi ko yung lalagyan ng sing-sing ko eh.
Ayun oh, kay Jolly.
May drawing ni Dante.
Lego, Lego yan.
Lego.
All right, let's do another spin. We got two more.
Anong kulay ng bandana to? Anong kulay ng bandana?
Kulay red.
Uy, red.
Red.
Maganda. All right. Dapat pala sumali ako.
Dante, baliktad.
Baliktad.
Yun. Wait, nandiyan ba si Vin Dantel? Oh, nandiyan. All right, Chard Esteron.
Nanalo ka ng red bandana.
Please message us so we can send it to you through Mr. Speedy.
Sponsored na tayo ng Mr. Speedy.
Hindi pa.
Lalabas pa lang kami ng ano. Lalabas pa lang kami ng promo.
And then we got one more, right? Dance?
Isa pa? Isa pa?
Itim?
Ganong katanda na talaga si Dante pag nahulahan niyo ng tama sa yun yung isang bandana.
Ayun na. Gaguwag. Umikot na.
Bugsy Zamora. I think this is like the second time Bugsy's won. This is from Davao.
Oo, nanalo yan last time.
Abot ba yung Mr. Speedy doon?
Medyo mahal.
Naka-jet ski.
All right, so now we're gonna let's talk about the Veiled Lady and the promo, how we're supporting Opland Damayan of the Manila JCs and powered by Paymaya. So it's really simple. We'll be sending the links out. All you have to do is donate 250 pesos for one entry. You can donate as much as you want.
No ating premyo.
Eh, well, one, you have to fly to Dover Street, Ginza or London to get it. So, I would say it is
150 kasi kakain ka pa, hotel ka pa.
Yung PCR test mo. So, all right. So, you need to donate 250 minimum. You can donate as much as you want. On the website of Opland Damayan, they have settings there where it's like 250 pesos, 1,000 pesos. 1,000 pesos will get you 4 entries. 3,000 pesos will get you 12 entries.
Dante, ano yan?
So Dante will
panukat ng ano, daliri pala yan.
Oh. I-resize so ni Dante kung sino man nanalo.
Yon, Dante is gonna resize it. And we will announce the winner in 2 weeks. We'll invite Dante and Nolly over to announce the winner. So you've got 2 weeks to
meron
donate.
Silang 2 weeks. Oh.
Yep, meron silang 2 weeks.
Ating promo.
So parang kung week 1, meron kang pan-donate, donate mo na. Donate, week 2, kung meron ka ulit pan-donate, donate mo ulit para more chances of winning.
Yep. And
so mamaya kaya natin ipo-post. Hindi pa namin alam yung mechanics sa totoo lang eh. So intayin
yung
post namin.
Siguro bukas. Sola.
Sola, okay na ba yung post? Wait, let me check. He private.
Ah, meron na palang poster. Meron na palang poster. Hindi pa namin
meron na.
Okay, so right after the show, we're gonna post it with the links to where you can donate. It's definitely for a good cause. It's gonna help people.
Sige. Meron na tayong copy ng poster. Pwede ba natin i-flash lang saglit sa ating screen para makita
please.
Viewers. Ayun, no?
Yan! Good na poster.
13 Lucky Monkey and 29 the Rider are giving away a limited edition wearable work of art. 13 Lucky Monkeys, mm-hmm. The Veiled Lady is from their Dover Street Market collection. Only available in London and Ginza. Every 250 best nation to Opland Damayan entitles you to one entry. You can donate as much as you want. And the links will be in the post.
Yun.
So yun. Thanks.
Ito maganda rin.
Thank you.
Teka. Kasi pag pinost namin yan, i-share nyo na rin sa mga friends nyo para mas madami makasali. Kasi ang panalo talaga dito, yung mga matutulungan natin na nasa lanta. So, the more, the merrier.
Yun, tama.
Diba?
Ako, definitely sasali ako because it's a beautiful piece. But I will use my wife's name para walang magalit. And also, because of the whole octopus thing, she's controlling me. So, yeah. Yeah, Dan, Snalls, and anything you want to share about, I mean, you guys were game when I just messaged you immediately, like, minute after on Viber, you guys, let's do this. This
parang kami ever since, parang in any way we can, parang ilang naman yun eh, di ba? Parang try to help other people out when you can. So, ito, perfect avenue. So, lahat masaya.
Yo.
Nolz, ikaw.
Si Carlo. Sasalin ako dito kahit kasama ako sa nasa lunda.
Oh, nakikinig ako sa inyo. Wala, parang sobrang daming biyaya sa amin eh. So kailangan namin magbalik. Yun lang yung lagi namin pinag-uusapan eh, parang kailangan natin magbalik.
Yun. You know what? I agree. I remember we went to that manghuhula and we're talking about this. Yung tita ni Bing. Yung feng shui. And I remember the feng shui telling, like, si Bing and si Dante yayaman yan. Pero maraming stress. Iba and Noli, mayaman sila. Pero sa kaibigan at swerte. I remember that. Parang ganun yung sinabi niya.
Swerte tayo kasi yayaman si Dante at si Bing, tapos kaibigan nila tayo. So, papakainin lang nila tayo. Kaya hindi tayo magtrabaho.
It's a win-win situation.
Kaya maswerte tayo pala, kasi sila napapagod eh.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Chill lang tayo. Chillax lang tayo.
Tanong tayo sa kanila, may kape ka dyan?
So, on that note, you know, I'm incredibly lucky and rich with awesome friends like you guys, Noli, Dante.
Same.
Thanks for being here on Tunay na Rider. We've been
siyempre,
Tunay na Riders together for a long, long time. And here's to many, many more rides.
Mag-ride naman tayo, mga sir.
Ano, no?
Mag-ride naman tayo soon.
Game. Mag-ride kami na.
Bagyo.
May bagong motor Bagyo si Porsche. Ride daw tayo ni Porsche on Sunday.
Oh, sige. Pwede. Sunday
night.
Ano, pinapasok na tayo ng mga spam, oh. Sino to?
Uy!
Ano to? Mga African scam.
Nice! Sikat na tayo!
May spammer na tayo!
Alright! We've made it!
So na, up mo yun. Up mo yun.
Wag.
Nalala mo yun. Nasa Japan ba tayo noon, Caps?
Minura mo tayo yung bot.
Nalala mo yun. Nasa Japan ba tayo noon? Tapos, nasa airport tayo, actually. Tapos, pinakita mo sa akin.
Tapos, tinanong ko yung gumaya ng bandana namin. How much is one? I want to buy one. Tapos binigay niya yung preso tsaka yung PayPal niya. So, knock off na ng mga bandanas namin.
May nagbebenta ng fake ng bandana niyo?
Indonesia.
Ano pangalan ng brand? 14 Lucky Monkey? Huwag mo na.
Hindi ko alam.
Yung ano, 7 Lucky Cat.
15 Lucky Monkeys. Nagbayad ako sa PayPal. 7 lucky kittens.
Wait, before we go, Dance, Noel, is there anything you guys are working on now? Anything that you want to invite people to check out?
Say hello to us on Instagram, 13 Lucky Monkey. And then may lalabas kaming toy na ginawa ni Noel.
Anong toy?
Boy. Ay, sandali ah. Wait.
May excited.
Iba. Dali, bak kayo muna.
Iba.
Hindi ka nakapantalon na.
Geek time, geek time.
Ayun.
Oh, grabe, oh, habang wala si Iba, mag-pray muna tayo.
Ayun eh.
Ayun na ba?
Mag-pray muna tayo.
Amen.
Kita ba yung boxers ko?
Anak ka boxers ka pala?
Boxers ka ba?
Wait, never mind.
Mukhang blip na yun.
Wait, never mind. I brought the wrong box. No, I yung pinakakayamanan ko, like my most prized possessions are the toys that Nolly has made for me. He's made like si Zero. Wait, Grace, it's in one of the boxes there.
No, no. Ayan, inaabot na nung tentacles ni Grace.
Box like this. I think there, underneath the black box.
Buti na lang 8 yung arms ni Grace, oh.
Ah!
Sinaktan si Iba.
Ah!
Ah! Never mind. Okay, this is... Oh, yun. Ito. These are my prized possessions, man. Nagawa ni Nolly. I won't show all of them, but
grabe yung suspense, Iba. It's killing us.
This is how dorky I am. Gumawa siya ng
custom
Boba Fett. With I didn't gawa ni Nolly to, ah.
Damien, look at this.
And then right? And these are my favorite. Like, he made me a custom. Kilala niyo ba mga to?
G.I. Joe ba yan?
Yep. These are super tiny custom G.I. Joes, man. Nagawa ni Nolly.
Hindi ko na inabutan yan kasi 27 years old na ako eh.
Oh. And this is my favorite one of my favorite G.I. Joes.
Millennial kasi kami.
Sorry ah. Toys na. Low light. The sniper,
oh!
Man.
Hindi ko rin alam yan.
And
Justin Bieber era na ako eh.
I've got a bunch of these na gawa ni Nolly. But this is the ultimate. Ito yung design niya. Si Zero.
Uy, may Zero ka?
Yo. Si Dante wala.
Si Dante meron.
Dante wala. Wedding gift niya yan eh. Yan yung hiningi niya wedding gift eh.
Ganda. Damn.
Fully articulated. Sorry, nagiging toy show na, na to. But...
Nolly, wala ka bang ano, Mr. T?
Meron ako, Mr. T. Binili ko sa Green Hills. A-team. A-team siya, di ba?
Oo. May A-team talaga yun.
May A-team. May A-team talaga yun.
A-team? Bakit?
On that note, all right, we are, tunay na toy collector show na to. Again, thanks, Dance. I know you guys are tired from your long ride. May dad na kayo. Thanks for donating.
Mag-upusha pa nga ako pagkatas ito
eh. 31 lang daw.
Wait pa ako eh.
Thanks for donating. Everybody's probably excited to wait for us to upload that. No, we'll share the links with you guys. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Salamat. Thanks for having us. Tunay na Riders.
Oh.
Yun. Search nyo lang. Right. Ano, Tunay na Rider Podcast.
Peace. Ride safe.
Peace.
Ride hard. Tunay na Rider.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tunay na Riders.
Bernardo here from Tuna and a Rider, and I'd like to thank Podcast Network Asia for supporting our podcast. You can check them out at www.podcastnetwork.asia.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.